This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
Hey, what's up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome back. Happy St. Valentine's Day. You guys, 13 Stitches was on fire. Celine and Penguin are partners. Lee is back. And Barbara is pregnant. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
After buzz.
So I just realized that I keep saying, like, happy St. Valentine's Day, because, like, in Spanish you say San Valentín, and, like, I keep saying it, and then I'm like, wait, that's not the right way to say it.
Happy Valentine's Day.
So happy Valentine's Day, guys. What's up? I am your host, Carla Beltran. So excited to be here tonight on Valentine's Day with my lovely Valentine as of two minutes ago. My lovely co-host, Zach Peter.
Hi. We're even wearing Valentine's colors. You have the red, I have the pink. We're rocking it.
We're ready.
We just need some champagne and some truffles.
I know. We're missing our third Valentine. Steve couldn't make it tonight, but tonight we're
But it's okay. He's getting late. He's good.
You guys, this episode, we have
so much
to cover. I don't even know where to begin, but I want to start with the new duo, Selena and Penguin. How do you feel about this partnership?
I mean, I didn't see it coming. It was not something that I expected. But I mean, I wasn't against it. I felt like it was a little bit of like an unnecessary side story because, you know, at the end, it was really, they just determined that they're going to kind of work together, or that they work together to get the diamond. Like, it just felt like a filler side story other than all the meat that they gave us. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I wasn't against it. I think they made a pretty fun team.
I actually love this partnership.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do. I don't know why. I think that Selena is this awesome young girl that, like, just kind of goes after it. And Penguin, like, he does the same thing, you know? And he started kind of young when he was with, like, Fish Mooney. So it's kind of, like, tracing their steps. So I'm really enjoying this. Yeah. I don't know how I feel, though, about them wanting to leave Gotham.
I understood why they would want to leave Gotham, but I think ultimately something is going to happen that's going to remind them. I think right now they feel like there's nothing to be done in Gotham and they're conquerors. You know, Penguin is very much like, I have to be the head honcho. And right now he doesn't see an opportunity to be head honcho in Gotham. Yeah. So that's why he wants to leave. But I think that they're going to throw a curveball at us and, like, make them want to stay. There's going to be a reason, and it's probably going to be this big battle between the government and the villains of Gotham.
I see that. Do you think that Selena and Penguin will stay together till the end?
No, I think it'll be kind of be like a they'll be on and off, but ultimately there's going to be a bigger alliance, which we, you know, which they prefaced us with at the top of this season, saying that or showing us that Penguin, Nygma, and Gordon all kind of come together. Ooh, the live chat is lit right now.
I can imagine. There's so much to say for this episode. Let's move on to Nygma.
Yes.
Okay, so Nygma, if you guys missed last week's episode, Nygma had a chip in his brain that the government
controlling him.
Yeah, but was Walker part of the government? Because right now when she came back, it sounded...
That's what I was a little confused about. Maybe the live chat can actually help us and weigh in on this, because that was something I thought that originally Eduardo was coming in because he said he was part of the government.
Exactly.
And it looks like Walker was part of the government, but I didn't quite understand whether Walker went rogue with Eduardo and now they decided to infiltrate Gotham. But then again, I don't think they would have necessarily had the resources or the military if the government wasn't still involved.
Okay, see, that's what I was thinking. But the thing is that, so clearly they did something wrong. I think Walker and Eduardo did something wrong because apparently she said, like, oh, this was our way to clean up and come back. Maybe I'm imagining things, but I think that's what she was saying, like, oh, this was, like, our way to go back to, like, good things, and then now it's been ruined.
I don't fully understand what they're doing. Okay, Ivan Soto says it's not the government. Walker's not the government. The government threw Eduardo away. Okay, so okay. Eduardo and Walker were discarded from the government. But see, the confusing part for me, was indeed rogue. But the confusing part for me was that they still had all of the resources of what would come from the government. Like, they still had all of the military. They still had, see, everyone's saying that it was a rogue operation. But then Walker still, I mean, Walker must have bank if she's able to kind of afford and bring in all the resources to still infiltrate Gotham.
Unless if it's not necessarily that, like, I don't know, I feel like everybody wants to come and...
And then that would also be confusing because if the government still doesn't have a tie to it, then that means them broadcasting it. Because the whole mission that we saw was Bruce and Gordon trying to broadcast what was on Ed's chip, the chip that they planted into his brain. They were going to broadcast that to the media, but they were going to broadcast it to the media as something that the government was behind. But,
yeah. So my question was, did we... And the check-in let me know because I don't know if I missed it, but did we find out what was the mission for Eduardo and Walker? Like, what's their mission?
They danced around it, but again, I think that's what was confusing is they danced around what it was, and it looked like he was about to tell Gordon what the actual mission was because Gordon kept asking, but he didn't directly or explicitly tell him.
Okay.
Before he fell onto the thing and, like, almost died, and of course nobody in Gotham dies.
Nobody in Gotham ever dies, which is the best part because
I know
we kind of see Bane come to life, I think.
Yes. We did. She really put the mask on him at the end and he had the deep voice.
Yeah.
So I guess they're just going to leave the mask on him from here on out.
I mean, from what it seems, when he pushed him in, it will probably be his lungs that get affected. Mm-hmm. So that's why he needs the mask. Mm. And I mean, they're going to take him to Hugo Strange, saying Hugo Strange will fix him up.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
He'll stitch him up
He'll be back in, like, next episode with 13 stitches.
Mm-hmm. 13 stitches, why?
Well, I feel like everybody got stitches in this episode.
Okay, Nicholas Kelly is saying, Teresa Walker was in a high enough position, as well as making this rogue operation that could possibly be of some use of a black woman leading the government, Amanda Walker. I don't know what the tie is. I feel like this is a step in the right direction for Selena. So they're saying that Walker was in a high enough position that she was able to execute a rogue operation.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, she did seem like she was pretty high up and she was running Eduardo. Again, I'm just confused as to how they were able to bring in this whole military and use the resources of getting into Gotham. Especially, and then Eric Olson says, #, it's Gotham. So we're probably overanalyzing it.
So we're all like, okay, this doesn't make sense. And it's normal because...
It's Gotham.
It's Gotham. Well, before we move on to our next subject, do you want to tell our After Buzzers?
Our After Buzzers that we love them so much. Our Valentines. We love you guys so much. And we're so grateful that you helped make us the ESPN of TV Talk. So make sure that you subscribe to this channel, which is the Sci-Fi channel on YouTube. Be sure to leave comments. Like, if you don't want to get the pesky notifications, don't worry about it. You can go and update those in your settings. But you're going to want to see me, Carla, and Steve. Steve will be back soon. You're going to want to see us.
Steve will be back.
Every Thursday. He'll be back in 2 weeks, actually. He said he will be back very soon, so you don't want to miss his grand return to close out the season of Gotham. So be sure to subscribe. Also, if you're listening on iTunes, subscribe there and give us a 5-star review and let everybody else know you love Carla, Zach, and Steve. Ooh, and Steve. I almost sneezed there. But thank you guys so much for being an amazing fan base, and we love you guys in the live chat, so keep commenting.
Literally, thank you guys so much for being loyal and tuning in every single week and, like, just giving us more to talk about, to think about in the show.
And now we get to finish Gotham all together, you guys.
I know. That's so sad. I haven't actually processed the fact that Gotham is coming to an end.
But, I know.
What's not coming to an end, you guys, is Lee. Because she's back.
She's back. She's alive.
Okay, so who called it? Who called that she was going to be back?
You did. Carla Beltran called that one.
How do you feel about her being back? Do you think she's going to last?
I don't hate it. I don't know if she'll last. So we see that she also has a chip in her brain like Nygma did. Which I'm curious to see how they're going to take the chip out of her and whether she's going to be good or whether she's going to be a pawn for the government and they're going to have to kill her. I think that's going to be an interesting kind of dynamic for Lee's character. I don't know. I'm not rooting for her to last until the end. I've just never been a big Lee fan. I love that they had Barbara as kind of like Jim Gordon's endgame. But I mean, I don't know. I don't think Lee is going to last. At least I hope she doesn't last until the very end.
Okay, I personally hope that as much as I love Lee, I actually don't think she's going to last. Only because, like you were saying, how they were kind of setting up for Gordon and Barbara to be endgame. Barbara is pregnant. And you called that one.
I called that one. You called that one. I've shipped them together since they first broke up. I said, this was my end game. I wanted them together and I finally got it because now she's pregnant. And I love, can we talk about how Barbara walked in?
Yeah.
In the middle of Gordon talking to Lee and she's like, we need to talk. He's like, now is not a good time. She's like, well, remember that good time that we had? Well, guess what? I'm pregnant. Like, and then she's like, good to see you, Lee, and walked out. Like, that was like total boss babe right there.
That was such like a move. Like,
it was a great move.
Yeah. And I think, obviously, knowing Gordon, he's not going to leave Barbara by herself with the child.
No.
At this point, he doesn't necessarily, like, he doesn't really have a choice. He's with Lee in real life. So that's like, that's all I need to know.
I mean, sure. Everybody's loving the Babs and Gordon love child. Everyone's here for it.
I love that.
See, nobody's shipping Lee.
Nobody
in the live chat right now is shipping Lee.
Okay, so what do you guys think is going to happen to Lee? You guys, let me know in the live chat because I really want to know.
They're saying Lee's going bye-bye with Barb's being pregnant. That comes from E as grandpa.
She's going bye-bye as in she's leaving on her own terms or as in she's being taken out by somebody else?
She's not going to make it to the end, and that's all that matters. She's not going to last, whether she gets taken out or she chooses to leave. I don't think she's somebody that would willingly leave Gotham, even though she has before.
Probably not.
But, no, I don't. I think they're going to take her out. I think they're going to not be able to get the chip out of her brain, and they're going to end up having to kill her. And Gordon's going to hate that. But now that he has a baby in Barbara, I think he might be okay with it. And we're at the midway season point because this is episode 6 of the 12 episodes.
This is?
So we're halfway there. Oh, halfway gosh. To the end of Gotham, you guys.
That's crazy.
I know.
Okay, so we're getting rid of Lee again. Okay.
Wishful hopes.
Are we actually getting rid of Lee or and Lee and Ed going to get back together? Is that a hope?
I mean, they can bond over, like, getting the government to plant chips into their brain. I don't know. I don't think I ship them. No. I mean, I guess at this point, like, there are many people left in Gotham. And if we're still quarantined, then sure, they can both find happiness
together. Okay, so do you ship Ed and Penguin or Ed and Lee?
I think Ed and Lee have grown on me.
Okay.
I think Ed and Lee have grown on me more than Penguin and Lee. I think Penguin's happy being by himself with his dog.
With Edward.
Yeah, he just likes to sit at the top of the mountain and, like, run the kingdom of Gotham and just, like, control chaos.
Do it on his own.
Yeah, I think he's definitely a Lone Ranger. Not everybody needs to be with somebody.
That's true.
Lee can have Nygma.
Lee can definitely have Nygma. Okay, so why was Pennyworth going back to their house?
Didn't Jeremiah kidnap him and take him back to the house?
Okay, where was he going?
I don't remember where he was going when Jeremiah caught him. He was like in some type of alley, but I don't think that was by the Wayne Mansion, was it?
I wasn't sure. I don't know if I missed what was. So after they were able to broadcast through the radio the mission. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I missed, like, where they were heading next.
They stayed at the GCPD because mm-hmm. that's where they met up with Jim and told him that they were able to broadcast, or not broadcast it, but send the audio to the reporters, but that they didn't have confirmation that they had actually received it yet. But I don't know, because we saw, I guess Alfred was out. He was on another mission. Like, at some point, they had finished getting the broadcast.
And Alfred
had, yeah, he had left. And I guess the rest of them stayed at the GCPD because that's where we saw them next when Jim came back. So I don't know where Alfred went or what mission he was on.
Or what he was going. Well, if you guys in the chat know, let me know, because I was very confused. I was like, one second he was at the GCPD.
Alfred was going, this comes from Clary Ray, Alfred was going to the place they were staying so that he could pick up clothes or something so they could spend the night at the GCPD. Okay, so Alfred went back.
Okay, just to go get supplies.
Just to go get supplies and extra clothes, yes.
Of course, you have to shower.
Alfred was going back to his apartment that he has in the crime alley to grab a couple of things, but he got ambushed by Jeremiah, and here we are.
Okay.
Yeah, and then he took, and then Jeremiah is the one that kidnapped Alfred and took him back to Wayne Manor.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we see that they haven't been at Wayne Manor for quite some time because of all the dust and everything.
Okay. What do we think is Jeremiah's plan with Alfred?
I don't know. Jeremiah is the type of villain that, like, you never know. Like, there are some villains that are predictable, or some villains you always know what their end goal is going to be. But with Jeremiah, like, he always has it, like, planned out 10 steps ahead. And even if we think we're on step two, like, he throws us for a curveball every single time. Like, props to the Gotham writers, because they really have his end game as, like, a big mystery.
His character is so well developed. I'm pretty sure this is my favorite character that they've ever had in the show.
Yeah, it really is, like, an enigma.
Yeah. Yeah, his character
more than Ednigma.
That's true. I actually never had even thought about it that way.
Yes.
Okay. I want to know if I'm missing a topic.
The villain that Selina and Penguin went after was Magpie, a small Batman villain from the comics. What did you think of Magpie?
Okay, so
I thought she was kind of random.
Magpie was very strange. I didn't really get the point of her.
Yeah, but that's what I mean by, like, this penguin and Selina kind of side gig to go and, like, get Magpie. Like, it just felt so random.
See, I feel like Gotham is kind of adding extra characters from the comics to make it seem more, like, to kind of fit more of the comics.
Yeah,
which we totally appreciate. So. But the only thing is that the storylines are so short, and I'm not enjoying these short storylines.
No.
Because I want to, if I'm
they
introduced
just feel
to
unnecessary.
A, they do. I at this point, I just kind of want to stick to the old villains that we've had and kind of get closure.
Yeah. I think it's because we know that the show is ending.
Yeah.
That, like, we know that there's not much time left to invest in any new characters. And the fact that every week they either have a new character or
They've
an
had
old
a new
character.
Character.
Yeah. Or an old character, like with Ivy, that they kind of bring back unnecessarily for one episode that really didn't need to happen, but they kind of just, like, I think if they could have cut the season down just a little bit. I know Steve had his theory about them needing to hit their 100 episode mark. But I don't know. I just felt like we could have not done with all these extra side storylines that really don't make sense for the overall story arc.
I feel like we could have hit the 100 episode mark just by using the storyline of all the other characters that were left behind. In the beginning, I did kind of was like, why is Ivy back? We don't need her back.
Yeah.
But at this point, I'm actually kind of glad that we got her back because we kind of get closure and we know that she's gone.
Okay.
Like, from that episode, I'm pretty sure she was like, I'm leaving, deuces, you know?
Yeah.
So at least we were like, okay, she was able to help and she redeemed herself and now she's leaving and now we won't see her again. But at least it left a good taste in our mouth and
but
now
she's
gone.
We don't know if we're going to see her again. I don't think we will, but they kind of left that up in the air.
That's true. We still have 6 more episodes, but it would be really nice if we didn't get to see her again because that way I feel like we would have
her.
Had
You're
like
done.
Closure and we're done with her. And we can move on to a different character. But not, like, I don't know, not these storylines that, like,
that really don't fit the end goal of what Gotham is going to be. I think you're right that they are bringing them in to make them true to the comics. But, again, it's not necessary. Clary Ray seems to agree. Clary Ray says Maggie, or sorry, Magpie and Mother and Orphan. They just
That's
set
what
them
I was thinking
up.
About.
He
yeah.
okay. So Clary Ray thinks that we're setting them up for something in the season finale. It's actually the series finale, though. That's why if it were a season finale, I think I would be okay agreeing with Clary Ray. But I do you think we're gonna see Magpie and Mother and Orphan again in the finale?
Well, he just killed Magpie.
Oh, yeah. Then we're not going to... Well, then again, everyone that we've seen die
Everybody
has a way of coming back to life.
But I don't think we're going to see... That's only if they get taken to Hugo Strange.
I don't think we're going to see Magpie. I don't think we're going to see Mother and Orphan. I Mm-mm. don't think we're going to see Ivy. I think I agree with you, Carla, that they're really just doing this to fit in
fluff.
Additional... To fluff and to fit in additional characters from the comics for that, you know, authentic... comic vibe,
which is nice. I mean, I appreciate that they're able to I lost my
keep
train
it,
of thought
that they're able to mind. Keep it going.
Yeah, and it's, no, not only that, but that they are also including like these small characters and these small storylines for like fans that are really, really loving like the comic books, and they're like, mm-hmm. oh, you know, like I like this character, and they're kind of yeah. bringing this character to life. But it does kind of suck that we only get to see them for
I
one episode.
I would appreciate
for, like,
it if they did it more often throughout the series
whole,
overall,
yeah.
versus in the last few episodes that we know is leading up to the finale. Like we're expecting a big finale, we're expecting to finally get the Batman reveal,
exactly.
and we're only a few episodes away from that. So these don't feel. I mean, and I'm not one of the comic book readers. I'm a fan of the Fox show Gotham, and I obviously know the Batman storyline, and I'm a fan of that. But I didn't read the original Gothic, so maybe if you guys are watching and you think that you know it does kind of mm-hmm. really satisfy your love of the comics, maybe I think that's what they're trying to do is satisfy those fans. It doesn't seem like anybody, especially in our live chat, seems to be really all that into it.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice that they're trying to do it, but I do know what you mean, because most of the time, the other seasons, we kind of focused on one villain for, like, either the whole season or, like, at least five episodes, and then we got rid of them, like, Pig, the Mad Hatter, like, all
yeah,
these
see,
other...
Yeah, and that's fun. You bring them in,
you keep
you
them.
You originate them, you keep them for a while, they finish their storyline, and you move on to the next
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
And I think that's something that we could have consistently done. Real Brian J. says, no more Mother and Orphan, please. We don't have time for more fillers. We've only got five episodes left. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
we don't need additional filler villains.
Exactly. Exactly. I think that they could be developing the storylines of the villains that we have right now and just kind of expand on that. But I'm glad that I'm not the only one that feels the same way.
Yes. Nicholas Kelly says, here's some information on Magpie for you. She's basically a low C rank among D rank Gotham rogues that couldn't feel pain due to her pain receptors being altered by Hugo Strange. Okay. Again, I don't think
Does
we needed her
Does that mean she can be
Gotham.
Killed or not killed?
Oh, yeah. Are you trying to... Nicholas Kelly, are you trying to tell us
Does
that
she's
not really dead?
Does that mean that
she's
really come
dead? Back? I don't want her to come back. I don't want
I
her
liked her
back.
Hair. It was, like, fun. You know, her vibe?
It was very Sia.
It was very
Sia vibe. I was like, are we trying to do, like, a Sia knockoff here? What's happening?
It was, but I liked her vibe. I don't know, like, her energy. She was a cool character to have for a couple of minutes.
Mm. Nicholas Kelly continues. He says, she was basically a bird-themed Catwoman with an obsessive love with shiny things and a psychotic love for Batman. See, then as he's explaining more of what her background
character.
Is and what her character is, again, it just feels like her need for the diamond. Like, we didn't even see much of Penguin having all of these possessions or that this diamond
but we
really
didn't even
meant
know
much
what was
to him.
Yet.
Exactly. Like, it just felt like, okay, we need to give Penguin this secret lair so that this random character can come and steal this. Because I don't even think the tie with Selina and Penguin and them wanting to leave Gotham together, like, I don't even think that was necessary for the overall storyline.
Yeah.
Especially, and I don't think it's even true to Penguin's character, because Penguin's character is very much in love with Gotham. And like mm-hmm. you said earlier in this after show, he's not somebody that would willingly just leave Gotham
exactly.
or just be like, there's nothing left for me to do here. Like, Penguin's the villain that always wants to be the one, the king of the hill. He always wants to conquer Gotham at the end of the day. So even
exactly.
this kind of tie with his story, like, just it didn't fit his character.
I think just the whole storyline with, like, Selina, Penguin, and Magpie. I'm really glad that we got to see Selina and Penguin work together for the first time. I wish it would have been a little bit different, but just like you said, the storyline, even with him having the hideout, we don't even know what was the meaning behind the diamond, what he wanted the diamond for, like.
Yeah, it was just, you know? It was random. I really enjoyed, though, this collective of Barbara, Nigma, Gordon, and Bruce, and how they all had to kind of come together.
Okay, yeah.
I liked that collective of those, because, like, Nigma and Barbara don't get along, and Jim and Barbara kind of have, like, a weird relationship where there's, like, a little bit of sexual tension, and they used to be exes, but they, you know, don't necessarily work together.
Yeah.
So to see them all, or even seeing Alfred be okay with working with Nigma and Barbara, like, we know that he works a lot with Gordon, but just to see those four come together against Eduardo, I think was a little foreshadowing of what's to come later on down in the season and ultimately in the series finale, that, you know, it takes one big greater evil to bring all the others together to conquer it.
Well, that's
because at the end of the day, they all love Gotham.
That's what we're talking about, I think, in, like, two episodes ago, how we saw Barbara and Nigma kind of come together, and how we enjoyed the fact that they were able to have, like, a scene together, even mm-hmm. if it was like, oh, is this Barbara's last time that we're going to see her? That was mm-hmm. one of the theories that we were having. And now, I enjoy kind of seeing them all together work towards one common goal, and I really, really definitely enjoyed that.
You know what else I didn't, and I know I keep harping on this, but what else I didn't enjoy or think was another reason this Penguin-Selina thing didn't really work is Selina really liked Tabitha, and Penguin's the one that killed Tabitha. So for her to willingly just forgive that easily,
like,
which...
by just saying an eye for an eye.
Exactly. And we see this intensity of her this season where she's very much disliking Jeremiah because Jeremiah hurt her. Like, you know that she... is very much, she holds on to things. So for her mm-hmm. to let that go, especially since Tabitha only died a few episodes ago and it happened this season, that was like a random, like, it just also didn't fit the overall story of what we've seen this season or in Gotham overall.
I know what you mean. Well, you guys know what we liked. You guys know what we didn't like. Why don't we get into some predictions?
Yes, predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
What do you think is to come later this season, Barb? I was going to call you Barbara.
You were going to call me Barbara.
I was going to call you Barbara because I was reading the live chat and they mentioned Barbara. Carla.
I feel like a boss if you call me Barbara. So thank you.
He's the boss.
Okay. Predictions. Selina and Penguin are going to stay together for a long time, but they are going to
really?
Work. They're not going to stay together for a long time.
Oh, you said they're not.
They're not going to, but they're going to work together again, for sure. And now even more because Jeremiah is back.
Okay. I just had a theory that popped into mind.
Go ahead.
Seeing Penguin and Selina come together and then seeing Barbara, Nigma, Gordon, Bruce coming together, I think there was an overarching theme that this episode was going to portray, was that saying that... people that aren't necessarily allies will come together for one greater common purpose. So I think that's where the tie, if that's the theory that the Gotham writers were going for, which again, I think the whole Penguin-Selina thing was a bit of a stretch, but if that's the overall theme of the episode, it does make sense. But I don't like it either.
You're like, I still don't like it. Before I say my next...
Prediction.
You guys in the chat, if you guys have your predictions, give them to us. Zach will read them after we are done giving our own. Well, this is not really a prediction because we already know that he's coming back, but I think Eduardo will be back as Bane next week. Yeah, I don't think
we'll only have five episodes. They
we
have
only
to
have
bring
five
him
episodes,
in.
So I'm really hoping that they don't keep him away actually, that might be a lie. Because I have a feeling that next week's episode is going to be completely focused on Bruce and Jeremiah. I think this might be the last big, like, battle that we get between them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way that the episode ended, we see Jeremiah saying it's a big day. We see that he cloned the parents. Mm-hmm. So I think that next week's episode is really going to be focused on that.
Jeremiah. Yeah.
So...
I think we'll skip. Yeah, I think I'm with you. We'll skip Bane next week, but he's definitely going to be in the final four.
I mean,
like, they can't cut him out anymore. They can't add any more mother and child villains.
I want his storyline to develop, like, from beginning till the end, where we just see him. Lee, This is a prediction that I'm not really sure if I should go with or not, but I'm going to go with it because I want Lee to stay. I don't really want her to go. I have a feeling that somehow Lee and Ed are going to ignite their
rekindle.
Love again.
Ooh.
Yeah. I have it, like, because Ed himself was like, oh, I'm not, like, I don't want to be here for, like, you know, their, like, for when Barbara, but when Lee and Gordon were together, he's like, oh, I don't want to stay here for, like, their grand reunion.
Yeah.
And I think it's because he still has feelings for Lee. Mm. And at this point, Lee is not going to get in the way of Barbara and Gordon. Like, that's mm-mm. not, that's not
done.
Lee's
There's
character.
A baby now.
There's a baby. We know that Barbara and Gordon are going to be endgame for sure. And Lee is going to be leaving willingly, or she's going to be knocked out by somebody. Or she's going to go back with Ed and live happily ever after.
Okay. I can see that. I can see her leaving. Okay. Not willingly. Ivan Sode was excited about the Ace Chemicals, which is where we see Bruce and Jeremiah coming together next week.
Okay.
Mere Domains agrees that the next episode will be Jeremiah's last episode. He's not sure where it goes from there, but he thinks that Bane will dominate the last four, which I agree. I think Bane is going to be the big bad that they all have to take down together. Nicholas Kelly says his prediction is that we will see the Creeper from the Batman animated series. His name was Jack Ryder, and he was the second persona aside from Jeremiah that fell into the chemicals. We're going to get another villain introduced. The Creeper is who Nicholas Kelly is predicting.
Okay, so then we will only get him for, like, next week's episode, I'm guessing, since it's, like,
the same way we had Magpie. Magpie, yeah. Clary Ray says, I don't think Jeremiah and Selena are going to have another scene together because I don't think Jeremiah is going to make it past next episode. So everyone thinks Jeremiah's last episode is next week.
Oh, no. I didn't think about Jeremiah's
Ivan
episode.
Ivan Sode agreed. Jeremiah will take his final step into becoming the Joker, the clown prince of crime. Interesting.
Okay. Do you actually think he won't make it to the end?
I don't think Jeremiah's going to make it to the end.
Okay.
He's not going to be an endgame. No. I mean, maybe. I don't think we'll see him. Ugh, that's actually a really good question. I think he is going to escape into Gotham World because ultimately he's whatever. I think next week at the Ace Chemicals is what's going to be, like they said in the live chat, it's going to be his grand finale. That's the last time we're going to see this character because the character is now going to fully evolve into the Joker. Because they've said online, they've speculated there is one more Joker to come. How that happens, I don't know yet. But okay. I think we're definitely going to see him evolve into the Joker, and then that's the last we're going to see of him. Maybe we'll get, like, a little nostalgia clip of him in the finale, only because it is the series finale and they want to tie it up with a nice bow.
Yeah.
But I think his storyline is coming to an end, and it's going to end with him becoming the Joker, the final version of the Joker.
I like that prediction. Because that way, like, we all kind of become satisfied with the ending of his storyline.
Spirit Hero says that Echo's going to be in the next episode, too. Do you think Echo's going to make it?
I think Echo makes it with him.
Long term, you don't think Echo dies?
No.
Okay.
No.
Muhammad says Barbara Keen will definitely be back with Gordon. I think at this point, like, they're having a baby together. Like, yeah. It's kind of a good one. Billie Jean Girl 24 asks, do you see the look Lee gave Jim when she found out that Barbara is pregnant with Jim's baby?
We did.
Did you? She is not feeling it.
No, not at all.
No, I don't think Lee. So do you think Lee still has feelings for Gordon?
Of course.
Do you think there's going to be any tension between them in the coming episodes, or do you think that storyline is completely done?
I think if anything, he's going to apologize. Because, like, now they won't really be able to be together.
Yeah.
And she's going to be understanding, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think their storylines... I don't think that they're going to end badly.
Yeah, I think they're going to come to
peace terms.
I don't know. I think he might end up having... Him or his team of these new villains are going to end up having to kill Lee.
Because of the chip?
Because they're not going to be able to get the chip out of her, and she's going to end up being a pawn for Walker. And the same way they're going to have to take out Walker and Eduardo, they're going to have to take out Lee.
That makes sense.
It makes sense. I think Gordon will probably want to really save her, so that might be her only redemption.
You know what might happen, actually?
What?
since Lee is with them and Walker's probably going to want Lee back, they might at nighttime take Lee, like have Lee leave in like in her own terms and then fight next to them. Mm-hmm. And she might get killed just because she'll be with them during the final
battle. That's exactly what I think is going to happen. Unless Gordon at the last minute finds a way to save her and kill the rest of them without killing her, which I think is highly unlikely. But again, hashtag it's Gotham.
Well, I guess we'll just have to tune in next week and find out. Mm-hmm. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in with us. Once again, happy Valentine's Day. I'm your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
Yes, and I'm Zach Peter. You guys can follow me at Just Plain Zach. That's Zach with a K at the end because I know people always spell it with an H. Just Plain Zach all over the internet and justplainzach.com. Go.
Well, you guys, see you guys next week.
Bye. Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.